Secondly, the bardo of dream. The dream state is intermediate between the waking state and the deep sleep state. Or we can look upon it as intermediate between two waking states. In this state, the dream state, it is possible to come in contact with deeper levels of reality. Come in contact with these levels with the help of archetypal images. Here, of course, we're concerned not with ordinary dreams. The images which come in these archetypal dreams, with which we're concerned now, differ from ordinary dreams in being brilliantly coloured. That's why they're very memorable. Brilliantly coloured in all sorts of jewel-like colours and hues, rainbow-like and so on. And they're endowed for the person experiencing them with a great and immense significance. And very often, after having had one of these, as it were, archetypal dream experiences, when one wakes up, one feels that something profound, something important has happened. One feels changed, and one does not easily forget. Those who have studied Jung's psychology will know that dreams of this sort play a very important part in which what he calls the individuation process, which he describes in detail. Now, in Buddhism, there are many yogas of the dream state, spiritual exercises, methods of meditation connected with or based upon the dream state. And very great progress can, in fact, be made in this way, in the dream state itself. In some cases, for some people, more easily and more quickly than in the waking state. One can even, in this state, the dream state, the archetypal dream state, receive teachings which one never forgets, and also even receive initiation of various kinds. And according to tradition, some have even gone so far as to attain enlightenment itself in the dream state. We shouldn't think that enlightenment can be attained only from the waking state. That's just our prejudice, making that our sort of universal basis of operations. No, enlightenment can also be attained from the dream state. The dream state, of course, in the sense of archetypal dream state. Now, most of these yogas of the dream state involve the prolongation of mindfulness into the dream state. So that when you're dreaming, when you're having these archetypal dreams, you know that you are dreaming and that it is you dreaming. And one is fully aware of the, as it were, reality of these states, these experiences, but one's mindfulness is not lost. And there are various methods, psychophysical methods, of inducing mindfulness in the dream state, so that one can even control one's dreams and have the sort of dreams even that one wants. But there's no time to go into details this evening. So much then for the bardo of dreams.